Again, can you sort of reiterate what this, and you've had a few minutes to think about this a little bit now. You were pretty emotional inside.
It's unbelievable win. I mean, these guys, the whole team just put an amazing performance. We pressured, like the coach said, 85 minutes almost the whole game, which is unbelievable, you know. They had only maybe two shots on goal, which...
One of those is big. I mean, yeah. You're pressing, and then suddenly they get a counter and breakdown.
Yeah, it was a big, good save, you know, but that's the team spirit, you know. You have to be there for your team, and in the big moments like that, you know, I was there. So, yeah, it's an amazing, huge win for Canada. We're showing something new, you know, for the Canadian soccer, so... We're going to keep continue working hard and try to bring even better results than this.
You guys mind if I go local here for a minute? I'm just going to handle the thing. I talked to you before about when they were forming a team in Hamilton. Have you followed them at all, at Forge? Are you aware of how they've been doing?
I follow a lot, actually, Canadian football. I mean, it's a new league, so I wanted to look at it. You know, maybe one day I'll come back here and play, you know, in Canada. So, I mean, yeah, I follow Hamilton. I follow almost every sport in Canada.
I go up there, and I have a lot of friends, family there, so I follow, and they're actually doing really good, and they just keep to continue like that, and, you know, the good things are going to come. You know, this is the first year, so... In the next years, big things are coming for Canada soccer.
Do you think that league is helpful for this national team?
Oh yeah, it's helpful a lot. Last camp we had a goalkeeper from the league. This camp we have from Edmonton, Amir. Yeah, center back. So, I mean, you know, the league it's very good for the young players, which is very important. We didn't have that in Canada that much. You know, young players to show what they have or the talent they have, you know. So this is very good. It's a big step for Canadian football.
And Steve, maybe just Milan, you went home to Hamilton this week.
Yes.
Yes.
No, I went home just to spend some time with the family, sister and her kids, my mom, my dad, you know. And it's always good to come back home, you know. It's amazing feeling. And I hope I'll have more times, you know, to come and to enjoying Hamilton.
You've been merged in a big star in Europe. Do you see yourself coming back to live in Canada eventually?
Right now, no. My family is based in Belgrade. Right now, you know, we build a house there. We live there. You know, actually, my wife's birthday is today, you know. So, it's too bad I'm not there, but it's a great win for her tonight, you know. So she just messaged me, and she wants to live there, you know. And I respect that, you know. My son likes it there too, but I'm not saying in the future he's not gonna come here. I want to bring him here to finish school, because this is one of the strongest schools we have in Canada. So you know, he's 3 years old right now. But yeah, there's time. But this is our plan, to bring him here to do school here.
Do you feel rejuvenated as a player over the last couple of years?
What do you mean, Joanna?
Like, almost not younger, but there's some renewed.
Renewed?
Renewed. I do, actually, you know, like, I'm like wine, you know, how as old as wine, you know, it's better. So that's how I see myself, actually, you know. When you're young, you know, you're a little bit crazy. You do stuff that are not healthy for you, that are not good for your career, but then you meet a woman, you know, you settle down, you have a kid, and she brings some energy into you, she calms you down, and the things just start going very good, you know. It's all about my wife. She brought a lot of good things to me, you know, so I'm thankful to her for this.
It's her birthday, eh?
Yeah, it's her birthday too, but I'm not saying because it's her birthday. It's the truth, you know. She you know, she calmed me down. I was all the time, you know, going left, right, you know, everywhere. I was all over the place. But then she, you know, she just brought the calmness in me, and, you know, things started going very, very good.
First game against the U.S., first win. What do you want from the second one in November?
Win again. Second game, 2-0. Yeah, I mean, we're going to go for a win. It's going to be a tough one because they play at home. But, you know, we're going to come out. We're going to prepare good like we prepared for this game. And we'll give our best and try to win. I mean, we made a huge step towards the final four, but we just have to continue like this and listen to the coaching staff, that they're doing amazing work behind the scenes. You guys don't see that, but they're 101% into it. It's unbelievable when we come to the camps, what they bring to us, and the energy, the knowledge and everything, the passion and everything, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know you said some kind words about Coach Herdman earlier, but
yeah.
You can see the players are rallied around him. You could see the hugs they were giving him after the match. It looked like Kamal Miller was going to squeeze the life out of him, and we could see how happy the two of you were. Could you,
like he, like, yeah.
How is he that motivating?
He's like a father to us. Actually, he brings a lot of confidence to us. You know, that we didn't have before. You know, he believes in us. You know, he prepares the camps unbelievable, you know, that you cannot wait to come to the camp and represent this country. He brings passion to us. It's something unbelievable. I cannot explain it. I mean, I can explain it, but I don't want to explain it because that's something that we keep in our change room, you know. But he's the guy that's bringing Canada something big, the Canadian football, something big.
Is that feeling something universal in the dressing room?
Oh yeah. Like he makes us believe stuff, and you know, he always says, if you believe in something, the good thing's gonna come. Universe is gonna bring you good things. So he's like a therapist to us too, you know. So it's really, really good, and I'm thankful he's the coach right now, and we have a big future with him.
Thanks for
your time. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Thank you.